Thanks for the great thing. But back home, I wear a big flat sombrero, you know, straw hat. Army field boots, like paratrooper boots, you know, faded Levi's, big coat and so forth. And, but they tell me that if I dress like that over here, I'm not allowed to get arrested as a vagrant and investigated for drug charges. And I believe it. Because when they came across the border at, where we picked up the Junta Polizei, the border police, two of these guys come off. One of them was relative, but he wasn't friendly, but he didn't pay too much attention. But the second guy, he took a look at my passport, and he didn't believe it. You see? Probably he wouldn't have believed that either. That happened to be the identification card for a Reserve Army Major, United States Army.
But there's another side to Brady walking around Europe looking respectable, you see. Two funny stories that relate to each other. Now, when we were in Aachen, we got much better treatment when Brady looked like a somewhat eccentric American tourist.
Let us demonstrate.
When he was walking around in
when I was at the last day, I got tired of being treated like that. So I put on this hat. I was treated as maybe an eccentric elderly German. Obviously, except America. But to get on the plane, I had put on this hat.
to complete the story, you see, when he was walking around in Arkham like that, also someone with a long black line coat, we were getting very, very bad service. The taxi drivers...
Almost slammed my hand in the door.
We didn't let me get out for a minute. Why is this? Right, to explain this, I must tell you a story about what happened in Bergen, right?
In Norway.
In Norway. Because one day we went up so that Grady would be able to see the laboratories where Brother Rafe, Dr. Fastner, works. And the receptionist in this building asks me, takes me to one side and says, "Are you an Ornabernd Jewish?" Wait for it. Grady is wearing this hat, long black coat. I said, "No, why?" She says, "Well, because of the rabbi." Now look, this guy walks into Aachen, you know, this is Germany, remember Auschwitz, walks into Aachen, and they were looking like an Orthodox Jewish rabbi. Of course he gets his hands shut in the taxi door.
You wouldn't believe it. It was on the wall of obscurity. I just couldn't believe it.
You got better treatment than a hippie.
That was about the Kaiser. Anyway. So...
Don't sit on your hat.
Don't sit on your hat. So thank goodness I brought my field cap with me. This is what the road map or something. Thank you very much. I need it very much. Thank you. Oh, well, where is your month manual? Where is it? Okay, fine. Thank you. Anyway, we have a lot of beautiful friends there that I know you would all like. They are... in Aachen, there is a statue of three small boys in bronze out on the pig farm. And each one of them is holding his finger up like that. So we said, "What?" And Norbert explained that in Aachen, the needle workers have traditionally counted their needles with their left finger. And so when they were talking to each other, they hold their finger, you know. So if anybody's from Aachen wants to know if anybody else is from Aachen, he pulls up his left finger like that, isn't it? And so we were learning strange and mysterious signs as we went to Europe. Anybody from Aachen? Anyway, the people there in Northern California, I know you like them very much, and I hope to see you come over and be with us sometime. They're much like you. They're artistic. They are knowledgeable. They are heavy into not only in the trolling, but also into many other types of disciplines. And so, well, they're not all disciplines. Like, we have a lot of fun. There's been an awful lot of interest in what we call Gardnerian Wicca. Now, some people call that witchcraft, but what it is a sort of a soft lunar type of goddess worship with the horned gods, a mild attempt to revive their understanding, at least, of European paganism. At first, these people were somewhat antagonistic to us as Thelemites because Crowley has said bad things about almost everybody, as you know, and about almost everything, including women and gods and so forth. So they would tell us that, well, Crowley's a badass, you know, because he said something bad about Chris or not. However, we persisted in pointing out that the first chapter of the Book of the Law, the goddess and the weak fifth, so forth, is the same as theirs in terms of theory, at least, and in terms of observations where we were concerned. And so now there's been an awful lot of these people are now Thelemites and have camps and chapters. Serious encampment in Berkeley, the Temple of Thelemic Wicca in the Celts of Bronte and other places. So that we've had a found that as far as we're concerned, all that the Gardnerian witchcraft family does is really find us a lot of beautiful people who, once they understand the difference between Gardnerian witchcraft and Thelema, become very good Thelemites. And the way it works is this. Several years ago, I was in New York City. There was a gal by the name of Margot Adler who had a radio station for a local college. And she taped interviews to be broadcast to the local college kids. So anybody wanted to really, but it was a small bit. The point is, so she gave me an interview. And in the process of the interview, she said that she had been into Wicca. She said, you know, she said, all very nice, lots of nice singing around, you know, running around, singing songs and so forth, and beautiful rituals. But, as she said, she got tired of it after a while because it was all very sweet, but it didn't seem to mean anything. Now, does everybody understand what I just said? You mean in translating, or shall I continue? The reason is because in the Gardnerian Wiccan trip, you have the goddess, like the first chapter of the Book of the Law. And you have the God, like the second chapter of the Long Hadith. But you don't have any result. There is no child, there is no product, there is no reason other than it's nice and fun and revolt against Christianity. Basically, Gardnerian Wicca is a revolt against Christianity. Well, we approve of that highly, of course. But in the end, you can go through all the rituals and ceremonies, and all you've had done is have a lot of fun. Thelemites are much more serious than that. In the Book of the Law, there is the goddess, that's the first chapter, and there is the god, that's the second chapter. And then there's the child, the product, the reason for yourself, the glory, you see. And then the new way out energy currents developing. And so that is basically the distinction that we've found between that type of Gardnerian lunar currents and the Crowley's Lenox solar currents. They can be brought together, but they have to be brought together with understanding that there is a difference, and the difference has to do with the third chapter of the Book of the Law, which is the child chapter.
To govorijo, v bistvu, mislim, hoče povedati o tej znanju, ki jo posedujejo čarovnice, Wicca, ne? In pravi, da njihovo znanje je lunarno, kot na žensko. Imajo enake bogove podobne kot recimo termiti knjige zakona, najo boginja, pa prvi del knjige zakona, najo Boga, kot drugi del knjige zakona, nimajo pa otroka, kot ima tretji del knjige zakona, ki v bistvu predstavlja razvoj osebnosti, kakšne ljudi. In te dve, ta dva okultne toka se ne dajo združiti, to, ker je el solarni, to je termitski, njihova je pa lunarni tok. Ampak treba pa za objektu razumevati, zakaj je to to. In njihovi, mislim, te rituali so isto tako, mislim, pred te veseli in tako naprej sem, treba se, mislim, zapomnim, da oni nimajo tiste tretjega dela, ne? Se pravi, poprosim.
What do I think? That's right. Well, anyway. Does anybody have any comments? Does anybody have any thinking that they'd like to get out while we're here? I get to get a chance to smoke my pipe, because one of the problems of trying to talk and smoke the pipe at the same time is the pipe goes up. A pipe is not like a cigarette. A cigarette doesn't go up, but a pipe does. David, do you have any jewels of wisdom to drop for these children?
Not particularly, no. I was just wondering, sitting here wondering, okay, who came from where? Who was from Zagreb and who was from Ljubljana?
From Ljubljana, from Slovenia?
This is not all one camp, right? This is several groups together.
There are people from different parts.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know who's from where.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I see. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So how many camps do we have here now?
Yeah, so many different groups can
we have? Here in Norway,
only four. Two here, probably.
Four camps.
Everybody who is here will be in one of those camps or the other one, yeah?
Nobody here is from Belgrade, huh?
No.
Oh. Well, we did it for yesterday. We thought everything was going to happen in Belgrade. Now that's even what's happening here. This is known as choreography. Things happen. And so you float. You don't stop and get run over, you just float. Like a pool of air. Just float.
So how many people are there in the camp in Ljubljana? How many people are there in the camp in Ljubljana? You're a free will. You're a single out somewhere else.
No, I'm near Ljubljana.
Okay.
I have many friends here.
I'm just trying to find out how many people there are in each place.
Encampment
of the OTR.
Yeah. You know, here is one from Zagreb, no? That's for the first beginning. Are you interested just for minerals?
I'm just interested to know who's from where.
That guy, he's from Croatia and from the town Osijek.
And the boys and the girl over there, they are from...
The point I'm trying to make is that in Norway, right, everybody is more or less concentrated in Bergen. Of the 13 people, 10 are in Bergen and the others are about a day's driving away. In Germany, they have two first degrees and one minerval in Aachen, and that is the only group, because everybody else is on their own. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and nobody is nearer than 6 hours away from anybody else, right?
No, he is more or less concentrated.
Yeah. More, yeah. Is it, yeah. How you
also Zagreb is near together, so
yeah. So the two really carry it down. You see, how you're going to work, how you're going to organise, depends whether you've got a concentrated nucleus or whether everybody's spread. Mm-hmm. We can do things in Norway; they can't possibly do in Germany because they've got 9 or 10 people, but they're spread over the whole country.
Where in Germany?
Everywhere in Germany. That's the point. The
only we have two people in Aachen. The rest of them are bing.
They're the only two that can meet. Well, they've got one in Norway now. They've got three in Aachen. They're the only people that can meet regularly together. Mm. Because the others are miles away from each other.
Now, presumably, the others will develop or cell groups and encampments over time. But as for the moment, it's sort of like a spider web. Here's two people here in Orbert and Werner, and then bing.
Well, in Norway, everything's concentrated.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to find out what is the picture population wise. How many people in Ljubljana, how many people in Zagreb, how many people in Croatia?
No, Ljubljana is now 5 or 6 people, yeah. One on the coast, one in Osijek in Croatia, two in Zagreb,
maybe we can see
two from
North.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, yes, okay. And there is
an old guy office. I got
to show
the man
on the map where things go.
Well, we
3 o'clock. 10 to 3.
We should have something to eat. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we should have something to eat, yes, and then Grady can rest afterwards.
Yes, after
have you gotten that direction then?
The copy?
The copy?
Yes.
It's all up there, isn't it?
Has it been done, or do you have?
Okay, a little copy of the
No, you give it back to me and I sort it out. You don't seem to understand.
You've got your originals all together at the back. Can't even let Grady sort it out. Give Grady the whole bunk and he'll sort it out. And then he can just keep his originals, which are at the back. Give him the whole package. Grady would like to sort that out himself. So we'd like to kind of give Grady the whole file.
Just give me the whole file. Well, God damn it. That's what I gave it to you. Give it back to me and I'll sort it out.